it's been done away with some time because it was consolidated to social school.
Mm-hmm. And you say you went there through the...
I studied the eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And I have been sorry a long lot of times that I didn't go on. I don't blame my daddy and mother for not going on and getting more learning, because my older sister, she went on and finished the eighth grade. And whenever they finished the eighth grade, they knew enough that if they passed the county examination, they could mm-hmm. teach. So my sister taught three or four schools. And then I'm a family of nine, five of us girls and four boys. And all my brothers finished college and taught school. And my older sister taught, and my youngest sister, she finished college and taught for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and back years ago, my daddy always felt for poor children. His daddy was killed in war when he was 6 weeks old. He didn't know nothing about a daddy. And his mother, she could read, and she wrote a beautiful hand. I've seen her write a lot of times. So she would carry her two, she just had two children, and she'd carry her two little children on a horseback riding. And she taught school and got enough of money that she lived on that for a number of years. And then these boys growed up, and my daddy could read and write very poorly. He was no good handwriting, but you could read what he wrote all right. And his older brother, he made a school teacher. He taught school. Mm-hmm. So all of his children was teachers except one. So I have really been in a school teaching family.
Yeah.
Most of my brothers married, all my brothers I believe married teachers except one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm 80. My two older sisters is up in their 80s, and all of us is still living. The younger one is now 60 years old, so I feel like the Lord has blessed us to be living this all these years, not had to give up one of the family. And my father lived till he is 81, and my mother lived till she is 93.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time, and she was well blessed. And she did a lot of handwork, and she embroidered some pillowcases when she was 90 years old that you just wouldn't believe how of what beautiful handwork she did. Mm-hmm. She's blessed with eyesight enough to see. Of course, it wasn't like she used to do, but there's so many that at my age, even much they can't see to do work,
mm-hmm.
handwork.
Where was your mother born?
Where was she born? She was born in Jones County too,
mm-hmm.
near Big Creek Church. And I remember her father and mother, they lived to be old, and they lived near where she lived. And so
were they born there?
No, I think they was born in a different county, but I won't say just what county they was born. But they lived the most of their life in Jones County.
Mm-hmm.
They reared their children in Jones County and lived here during the war in 1860. Long there they lived in the war. Grandpa was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's daddy, and then my daddy's daddy, he was off in the war, and he got wounded, and he come home, and he made